Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
18 years ago, this week, we met a really smart, handsome, erudite, urbane, intelligent, worldly individual named Doug Barry. And he was working for the Department of Commerce, and God help him, he decided to join my brain trust, he's been an abiding resource for us all this time. Hey, Doug, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you very much, Jim. I'm going to have to look up some of those words that you used to describe me, but I think.
Well, it's
you're too erudite for me.
it's been a great 18 years. Thank you for all that and for that, being such a great supporter of us. You've been there whenever we've called. You've joined us. The reports you've given us on doing business around the world, growing the economy from different platforms, has been really important for us, and we appreciate it very much.
And I love small businesses, Jim, as you do. I mean, the small business people in this country are the backbone of the economy, and they're heroes, in my estimation.
Thank you. They really are. And you're exactly right. And we need that to be. I know that comes from your heart. We need that to come from more hearts, and not just off of lips. That's one of the issues that I know you work on and I work on. Folks, we're talking to Doug about, he's the Director of Communications and Publications at the U.S.-China Business Council, the U.S.-China Business Council. And so his job is to help with the relationships between American businesses and Chinese businesses. We talked in the previous segment, you gave us a great report on the relationship that President Biden took over from Trump, and now talk to us about where you think Biden is going in the near term with our relationship with China.
Sure. Well, I think the first thing that Biden is trying to do now, is to work with the allies in a way that President Trump did not do. And it sounds commonsensical. Yes, let's get closer to the people that we have been somewhat alienated from, and that includes the European Union in particular, but also Japan and Australia and some of the other Western countries that have an interest in this as well. And the feeling is if we do that, then we can pressure China to change the ways in which they've been operating that have brought the country and our country into conflict.
Do you think, Doug, that those players that you just mentioned are going to be more emboldened to join America in confronting China today than they would have been, say, 4 or 5 years ago?
They might be, because I think they can see, especially if they believe that China's goal is world dominance, for example,
commitment to dominate the world. That shroud has been pulled back. That veil has been pulled back in the last 4 years, hasn't it?
Well, it certainly says. The Chinese say that they're not out to dominate the world, but they do want to be number one in some of these technologies of the future, like supercomputing and artificial intelligence and so forth.
And 5G.
And 5G. And this is something that the United States in particular would not like to see, because we know, or we sense, that if China does become number one in those things, we will be number two or number three for a long time, perhaps forever. And that's a concern, because
those are three things,
jobs.
You just brought those three things up. This is important to point out. Folks, it's one thing to debate whether they make a cog over there or we make the cog over here. But quantum computing, supercomputing that Doug was talking about, quantum computing, artificial intelligence, and 5G, those three technologies will, whoever controls those, whoever is dominant or at least highly competitive in those areas, will be the leaders of the planet going forward for generations. Would you agree with that, Doug?
Yes, I think so. And I think, you know, you also said competitive. And so it doesn't necessarily mean to dominate everything. That's not particularly healthy either. But certainly to be competitive and to allow people to make a choice between your great quantum computing approach and ours is very important. We can't afford to fall so far behind that we're no longer competitive.
Mm-hmm. Where is Biden in all this? Where, in addition to bringing the allies together, and I think that's a good thing. That I think, I know Trump takes a hit for not doing this as much, for not joining the Pacific Rim program over there. I forgot the acronym, but at the same time, I'm not sure the world was ready to take on China. Their Roads and Bridges program was still very active 4 years ago. I think this is something that whose time has come. Will Biden strike that iron while it's hot? Do you think he'll be a strong, dependable backbone with these other allies against China?
Yes, he will, but at the end of the day, we have to get our own house in order. And I think, you know, the Build Back Better approach that he has formulated, you know, has at least a chance of accomplishing that.
But what does that mean?
Bipartisan.
Well, okay. I really don't have enough time in this segment to finish that. Doug, I need your website. Tell us how we can find you guys.
Sure. You can find us at www.uschina.org. And that's the website, and we'd be delighted to hear from you.
USChina.org. Doug Barry is the director of communications and publications there. We come back, we're going to talk about where we're going with China. We talked about where we've been, where we are. Now we're going to talk about where we're going with China from one of the experts, Doug Barry. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.